This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
After all, they're just wrestling, right?
Woo! We'll break your bones! We'll grind you into pudding! We'll turn your faces off!
It's time to take out the trash on Turnbuckle Trash. Pro wrestling from a fan's perspective with three fans who know how to talk some trash.
Without further ado, allow me to present the newest sensation of the entertainment world,
Zane Peterson.
Well, he's doing really, really well blocking those punches with his face.
Ajay Salveson.
I'm feeling such an odd mixture of pride and mortal terror.
There is a creature alive today who has survived millions of years of evolution without change, without passion, and without logic.
Dave Denton.
A mindless eating machine.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
This is Turnbuckle Trash.
I'm taking the trash out!
What do you think of all this technology, Dr.
I still have a few hairs left in my head after what we've been trying to do the last little bit. So I still have hair. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to apologize to Juice real quick. We've been trying to get a three-way call to him, and equipment is not working. I think it's something on my end, to be honest with you. I need just another piece of just a small little piece that I do not have, and then I think we'll be fine after that. But we'll have Juice on with us a little bit later on. We'll record his segment.
Yeah, we will. We'll get old juicy. We'll get some juice back in this business.
Yeah, it's going to get juicy here. But yeah. But it's always great to talk to you, Zane. It's always fantastic. So I think the last time that we did this, it sounded really good with you and Manti and myself in Logan, Utah. And we've just got to be able to get Juice in from Salt Lake City, huh?
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Hey, yeah. Coming up in this edition of Turnbuckle Trash, we want to talk a little bit about getting geeky with the trash. And also talk about favorite tag teams and more. We'll talk about Great Balls of Fire and some changes for Impact Wrestling and New Japan. So are you ready to get started, this thing started?
I am ready to rock and or roll.
Great Balls of Fire.
I thought Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, was right here on Turnbuckle Trash myself.
Great Balls of Fire.
I never heard that song until... You know what movie it was in? Classic.
Why don't you tell me?
Maverick, Goose, Top Gun.
Oh, it was in that one?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool. It's okay. Famous. I mean, that's Goose is playing the keys, strumming it, and that was their song. That's the first time I ever heard that song was on Top Gun. So.
I don't know if I've ever even seen that movie, to be honest with you.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
I don't know if I did. I can't remember it. I mean, I know they did.
David Buford Denton.
Yes, sir.
I don't ever want to hear you criticize me for anything I've watched or not watched until you have watched that movie.
Well, can I tell you?
Are we clear? No, this is a yes or no. Are we clear?
I'm clear, but I need to tell you something.
Oh, boy.
Now, coming up, and, you know, I did that interview with the guys from UCW Zero, the AAF.
Oh, yes, yeah. You did.
We were talking afterwards, and we were talking wrestling, and I told them that you enjoy watching Total Divas. They laughed.
Great. You know what? Thanks. Appreciate that. I'm going to tell everybody you've never seen Top Gun, and everyone's going to laugh at you now. So, boom, roasted.
Hey, people look at me, and they start laughing.
No, don't get dramatic on me. Crazy, so good to have you with us. How was your July 4th? Did you get to eat lots of hot dogs, hamburgers like me?
I did, but, you know, we had some visitors, and we took them out to breakfast early in the morning, and for some reason I got a massive headache right after breakfast, and I spent most of the day sitting in the chair going,
That's about how I feel after a pod with you and Zane.
Thank you very much.
I get a massive headache, and I sit in the chair and go,
Do you want to tell the big news, or do you want me to tell the big news?
I didn't know there was big news. Is there big news?
About the geeks.
Oh, yeah, that is good news. Dave, the doctor of professional wrestling and doctor of rock and doctor of many other things, reached out to me today and told me that Turnbuckle Trash has officially found its way onto the podcast Geeks of the Industry, Mega Powers Radio, thanks to our friend Chunky Larry for helping us with growing the pod.
Yeah, and they are a network of different podcasts. They have horror movies, they have gaming, they have movies and other wrestling podcasts on there. Geeksoftheindustry.com. That means our podcast will be available through their website, also their Stitcher account, and also their iTunes, and also on our website like normal. So it's a big step for us. Thank to Chunky Larry and also to MSR for allowing us to be part of their network.
Yes, that is really exciting. I'm happy for you know, when this all started, really, Dave, it's because of you. I'm going to go ahead and just be blunt and just say it's because of you this all got started. You've been the one that's been consistent with it. You've made it to what it is. And just so thank you, Dave, especially for doing what you do. And to our listeners as well, for being a part of this whole thing and for us moving to where we are. And we're also now, you can get us on Stitcher and drumroll, iTunes.
Uh-huh.
iTunes, where I buy my Britney Spears music off of, you can now get our podcast on. Oh, that's so cool.
Britney Spears, total divas. What are we going to do with you, Ajay?
Shut up. Shut up.
I didn't say anything.
Shut up.
That's exciting news, and we'll also be available on our website, too, turnbuckletrash.net, and we're working on making that a little bit more fun. I'm working on a page right now that'll show a lot of the collectibles that I have, the wrestling collectibles, and we'll put some pictures and things on that. And a lot of fun.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Dave, should we talk tag team?
Let's talk some tag team wrestling.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Okay, so excited about this topic. Dave and I have actually been kind of going back and forth, and he's involved Zane as well. We've always wanted to do a tag team segment or a tag team podcast, and we finally get to do that here. We're going to talk our favorite tag teams, both current and old. Let's go ahead and go through the tag teams right now. Current tag team champs on SmackDown Live is, of course, Usos, Jimmy and Jay. Raw is Cesaro and Sheamus. Dave, tell us about our Global Force, NXT, ROH, New Japan tag teams.
Okay, the Global Force, that's also the TNA Impact. They just changed the name to Global Force Wrestling, and then the TV show is called Impact now. But they have the Latin American Exchange, sometimes known as LAX. The NXT, the Authors of Pain, with Paul Ellering. Now, there's an interesting tie-in here with Paul Ellering, because Paul Ellering was the manager of the Road Warriors. So he's back into wrestling now. He has the Authors of Pain in NXT. And then in ROH, their tag champs are the Young Bucks. Now, the Young Bucks, part of Bullet Club, and they also hold the IWGP, that's New Japan Junior Tag Belts. And then New Japan Wrestling, just and Zane and I talk about New Japan a little bit later on, but New Japan, who just had a pay-per-view in Los Angeles, they first came back to L.A. For this, and they have new tag champions there. Hanson and Rowe, also known as War Machine, they were big in the ROH tag teams for quite a while, too. So a lot of exciting tag teams, and you know, of course, the independents all have their tag champions, and we will be talking to former tag champions of UCW Zero. That's a local promotion out of Salt Lake City. They call themselves ADHD, and we'll tell them what that stands for. Two great guys had an opportunity to have a little dinner with them and do a little 10-15-minute interview talking about tag team wrestling and how they got into wrestling.
That'd be pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Dave, let's talk to tag teams between our opinions, our thoughts. It's kind of raw, unedited, on a bridge version of it, but for you, I mean, you've been around wrestling for so long, which is just awesome, because the stories you've told me about Memphis wrestling and back in the day, what, you know, the things you see and the difference it is now, tag teams has always been a big culture part of wrestling. It's always what kind of brought the excitement together. It really was a part of it during the I guess, the Attitude Era, if you will, but especially from 2000 to 2004. For you, what is your favorite old-school tag team?
Well, you know, I'm talking about probably, if you want to get really old-school, probably the 70s and maybe the 60s. That's about the time when I really started watching. They called themselves the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. That was Ole and Gene Anderson, not Arn Anderson, Gene Anderson, two big brutes of men, and they just would attack usually the arm. They would just stay attacking the arm. They were heels most of the time. I just really enjoyed watching them, especially in Georgia Championship Wrestling, really did. Then the Midnight Express with beautiful Bobby Eaton, one of the ugliest men you ever wanted to see, and Dennis Condrey. They were managed by Jim Cornette. A lot of fun. And I think my all-time favorite team would be the Fabulous Freebirds with Michael Hayes, Terry Bam Bam Gordy, and Buddy Roberts. Oh, man, I love them. So,
what about current?
Current ones, I've always, you know, ever since they became tag team together, Sheamus and Cesaro on Raw, I like the way they go about their business. And as they say, they don't set the bar. We are the bar. And I like that. I like what they're doing as a tag team. And I don't know if you ever watched TNA very much when the Motor City Machine Guns were there. Just a lot of fun. They were just – and by the way, I saw one of the best tag teams on TV I've ever seen, a tag team match between the Motor City Machine Guns and a very young team called the Young Bucks, who are now one of the hottest teams in the world with ROH and New Japan. I mean, I saw them very early in their career against those two. And then I'd say the Revival on Raw, I like what they're doing. And on ROH, the Briscoe Brothers, when they tag together, they are good. So
we got some Facebook responses, and I want to get those out as well. Mike Calvin says, and I love this one, the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
I miss the Steiner Brothers.
I will put a caveat there. The Steiner Brothers before Big Pop Pump. There's something about his character I'm just not that thrilled with.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, those guys were heavy hitters. WCW days, right?
Oh,
Monday
yeah.
Night Nitro,
oh.
Saturday night. They were all over the place. They were mean.
Yeah, and both collegiate wrestlers went on to become excellent pros.
Kelly kind of copied you, of course.
No. Of course.
But he says the Fabs, the Moondogs, DYI, and Young Bucks.
Yes.
Well, that's about like your list.
Yeah, the Moondogs were one of an interesting team because they went nationwide for a little bit. Moondogs, they would come out and they would gnaw on bones, big burly guys, big old beards, and they would be wearing tattered jeans, and they were kind of a fun team to watch.
I'm not familiar with this one. Chris Evans, our guy. Axe and Smash of Demolition. Have you heard of them?
Some reason I've heard of them. They were very popular in the WWF at the time. They had a little bit of a stigma about them because they came out to face paint and everything. A lot of people called them Road Warrior wannabes, but they were excellent. I thought they were good.
So if you had asked me, I've seen a lot of tag teams in my day. You got the Nasty Boys, but if someone really stood out to me, it was Matt and Jeff Hardy. And I know they're kind of off the rail now, if you will, but watching, I remember I would set up a ladder next to my tramp, a high ladder, and I would jump off that ladder and land on my tramp just because they did it. I still to this day remember Dudley versus Edge and Christian versus Matt and Jeff Hardy in that classic WrestleMania match, that ladder match, where bodies were sprawled everywhere about every 2 seconds, and they got a standing ovation after the match.
And they should have. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was just awesome. So if I had to go old school tag team, and this is kind of weird to say old school because they're, you know, still existing, but Matt and Jeff Hardy, if you guys have not seen, if you're young and you have not seen a Matt and Jeff Hardy match, go back and YouTube one of their matches. In fact, YouTube the WrestleMania, God, I want to say it was 14. I might have been wrong, though. But it was just, I mean, the ladder match between him, or Hardy's and Edge and Christian with the Dudleys in there was just awesome. If you're talking current, I'm with you. I'm still a big fan of the Usos. I really am. I think what they did and how they gel together in the ring is pretty darn good. But also on the mic, they can keep a crowd together on the mic, the two of them, which is hard to do. I love the Usos.
And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking with a couple of tag team members. These are guys that both have about 3 to 4 years of experience. They're in the independents now. They call themselves ADHD, Andrew Sowell and Tom Chat. And I had a little conversation with them. It lasts about 10 to 15 minutes. We talk about tag team wrestling and their tag team. So it's kind of fun. But let's talk about our favorite tag teams, right?
Maybe let's rewind back to your
okay.
day.
Okay.
And I want to talk for a second about a name that's pretty popular in the industry, sometimes good, but sometimes not so good, the Von Erichs. Did you watch them as tag teams at all? I mean, I honestly didn't. I know that they were really popular. I just wanted to get your opinion on them.
Yeah, they were in Texas Championship Wrestling, I think it was what it's called, but it was the Dad's promotion, and they had some wonderful work with the fabulous Freebirds. When the Freebirds were in Texas, the Freebirds and the Von Erichs, if you ever get a chance to see some of their matches. The reason I didn't put the, you know, the Von Erich brothers involved with that was because they did so much solo work. These other guys I talked about were more tag team specialists. But the Von Erichs, the Texas champion all the time, Texas heavyweight champion, David Von Erich won a world championship in Japan. I think Kerry Von Erich was also a champion. And, you know, they also had their tragedies over the years, too, in the Von Erich family. But a great all the boys were really good competitors. And they would tag in different ways. And they had some great feuds with the Fabulous Freebirds. Just fantastic. I used to watch it quite a bit when I was living in Tennessee and Arkansas. I used to watch Texas wrestling a lot.
Are you ready for some of my favorites? I'll give you a little hint.
Let's go.
Hey, yo.
Yo what? Yo mama?
No. Hey, yo. Some of you guys came here to see WCW?
Mm-hmm.
Or did some of you guys come here to see the NWO?
I would say
come on.
The NWO.
Come on. You know who it is, right?
Oh, yeah. That's Big Scott Hall.
And who was his tag team partner?
Big Sexy.
Big Sexy Kevin Nash, the Outsiders.
Yes. They were awesome, weren't they?
Oh, man. That's probably, see, because that's when I was real big into, that's when I grew up, you know. That was my my thing there. Let me tell you another one of my favorites during the same era.
Oh, you didn't know? Well, your ass better call somebody.
I almost put them involved with mine, too, yeah.
So you know who that is, don't you?
The Road Dog was so good. Oh, the New Age Outlaws, man. Road Dog and
the Road Dog, Jesse James. Mr. The Badass, Billy Gunn.
Yeah. I was trying to remember his last name. I just couldn't do it. And you're not going to believe this. Billy Gunn was in this New Japan Wrestling thing this last weekend, the one in L.A. He actually competed. In an eight-man tag.
In great shape.
Yeah. Oh, he is. Yeah. Fantastic shape. I was just kind of surprised when I was watching some of the highlights on YouTube. And I said, man, I know him. So he did the famous and everything. So
I don't know. You know, Edge and Christian, that was another one of my era. That was a good tag team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the Dudley boys were real popular back then, but I've never been a big Dudley's guy. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I agree. I never was big into ECW, and then when they moved on to WWE, then they did some pretty good work when they were together in TNA. Then back in the WWE, they could be on anybody's list, and I wouldn't complain about it. But yeah, I'm like you, very good, but not one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, they were good. I liked them, but. Not one of my, but I was real young with the Road Warriors and Demolition, Axe and Smash, uh-huh. And then, you know, I don't know, another one that you can't forget about is the Steiner Brothers.
Yeah, Mike Calvin on our Facebook talked about the Steiner Brothers and how they were one of his. The Dog Face Gremlin. And Scott Snyder, Steiner, it must be time for me to go to bed or something.
An asshole.
Before he became, yeah. You put it away that I was trying to be very, very nice about it. You know, your big bad voodoo daddy and all that. Yeah, you know, I'm not into that. But, yeah, they were a great tag team. A lot of fun to watch. I always liked Rob. He was just
who could forget?
Dog Face Gremlin.
Still going strong, man. Still going strong. They just made their return a couple months ago. None other than the Hardy Boys.
Oh, you know, you talked about the Dudleys. I'm not a big fan of the Hardys. Not that I don't think they were great, but I never got into them. So, and to this date, I'm not into
them.
Well,
that's kind of, I mean, my favorite is the New Age Outlaws. I don't know. But who would you say yours is? If you did, I know you have many of them.
You know, I would go with the Fabulous Freebirds. Or the Fabulous Ones with Stan Lane and Steve Kern. They were one of the very first ones to use rock music coming into the... Well, both of them were. You know, they used Freebird for the Fabulous Freebirds, one of my favorite songs of all time. And then Stan Lane and Steve Kern would come out to Sharp Dress Man by ZZ Top. They were just a lot of fun. Just a lot of fun. So let me do one old school one, though, because you probably some of the old school people might not have picked up the name of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew. Ole and Gene Anderson, not Arn Anderson, Gene Anderson. Gene was a little bit older, and Ole went into booking and stuff. But, boy, when they were tagging together on the old Georgia Championship Wrestling, they were known to just take somebody and rip their arm out of the socket. They would always work on the arm and the shoulder. This old school, rough, just beating people up, and they were, to me, just one of my all-time favorites. I'll just have to go really old school with them.
I was just thinking another one from my era. Not really, I mean, I don't know. What about the Harlem Heat?
They were fun while they were around. Yeah, they really were. And Booker T.
And Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray, the brothers, the real brothers. So they were a lot of fun. I liked them when Scary Sherry was with them, with Sherry Martel. That was my favorite incarnation with those two. So the Harlem Heat. Man, I hadn't thought about those guys in a long time. Yeah. So as far as the ones that have been out the last couple of years, we talk about the New Day a lot and how we're kind of hot and cold on the New Day. But what about the ones that are competing today? You know, when you're watching wrestling, you say, that's a good tag team.
You know who's a good tag team? And I wish they would have done more with it, but then Comic Relief was the Golden Truth.
Oh, yeah.
That could have been a lot of fun, you know that?
You know, they just broke them up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to be...
Oh, dude, okay, here's one for you that's gonna be a good one for you that you may have forgotten about. Team Hell No.
You know, I love Team Hell No. I thought Daniel Bryan and Kane made a great team. I loved the... there was comic aspects to what they were doing, but, boy, when they meshed, they were a great tag team. So I had forgotten about them, so... That was awesome.
Hey,
yeah.
Dude, okay, here's another one for you. The Rock and the Sock.
I wasn't as much into them, but you probably were, right?
Oh, dude, come on.
The Rock and
funny.
Sock connection. It was. I liked Mr. Socko. I got to admit that. I like Mr. Socko. Matter of fact, I got two pairs of Sockos on right now myself. So, yeah, man, there's so many great... And, you know, tag team wrestling isn't quite as popular as it has been in the past, but I kind of see it coming back, and that's, to me, a good thing. I kind of like that aspect of it. Because
I love it.
I love tag team wrestling. But when... Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, when you see people like the Hardys and you see the New Day, you see Cesaro and Sheamus, you know, and they were kind of like a team Hell No when they first came out. And now they don't only set the bar, they say themselves, we are the bar. I like that little aspect, little catchphrase for them. And then the Uso brothers and all that. But I kind of really like the rough and tumble tag teams, you know, like
like
the Revival and stuff.
Right now is the American Alphas.
Yeah.
But
they haven't competed on TV together in such a long time.
Yeah, what's going on?
Chad Gable has been on the last few Raw SmackDowns, that is. But who's his partner now?
Jason Jordan.
Yeah. I think 2 weeks ago he came out, but he didn't perform, didn't wrestle. So I don't know if there's been injuries involved, because I haven't heard anything. But, yeah, they're a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Dude,
but
Jason
honest,
Jordan's
you know,
pretty
my
good.
Honest,
dude, okay. Talk,
yes, he is.
What about Breezango, dude? Come on. What's going on?
Well, you know, the guys from ADHD, that's one of their favorite tag teams.
Dude, it's fantastic. It's hilarious. They're both freaking good, but nothing more than a...
just a comedy.
Yeah.
Comic relief, and it seems like, especially in the WWE, they've always got to have one or two comic relief acts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for so long it was the Golden Truth, and now it's, you know, Breezango with the Fashion Police. I mean, but NXT, man, I know you don't get a chance to watch NXT, but the Authors of Pain with Paul Ellering, who was the driving force behind the Road Warriors, too, a great tag team, and DIY that just broke up. The Revival came from there. Tyler Breeze came from NXT. I like the tag team division in NXT a lot.
So talk to me about independent tag teams, dude. We've seen some pretty good stuff in the shows that we've gone to.
Yeah, Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell at the UCW Zero. They also had No More Heroes. And, you know, I think for the independents and the young guys, sometimes it might be a little bit easier to do the tag team thing because they can learn from whoever their partner is. But, yeah, the ADHD, Too Cheesy. We'll have that interview in just a little bit, but they are great guys, a lot of fun, too.
Well, it looks like coming up this Saturday, it looks like there's going to be some tag team action at UCW Zero. It says we got Zach James and GT Busan.
Aluma Ninjas.
The Aluma Ninjas versus Andrew Sowell and Tom Chad, ADHD. So that's going to be good stuff, dude.
They might. I was talking to ADHD about that. They might break that up and make that a singles against each one of them. But the Aluma Ninjas are now the champions. So they dropped the, and you know, Andrew and Tom, they're saying they're going to get them back. I mean, they're, you know, they're ready. So that's kind of fun. And they bring out the cheeseburger. We'll talk all about the cheeseburgers and all that. Yeah, but I love the indie tag team stuff. Yeah.
Well, tag teams it is, my man. Tag teams it is.
Still to come in this edition of Turnbuckle Trash, we'll talk to ADHD from UCW Zero. We'll talk about their tag team with Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell. But first, let's talk about some of the news going on around the world of professional wrestling.
Ready, set, wrestle! Ha! 1, 2, 3, kick!
Dibs on the red lights. Dibs on the red lights. All right, how about this? Ready? Wrestle.
Wait, are we starting now? Or is that what you're going to say when we do start?
We're starting now.
This is TurnbuckleTrash.net.
Okay, Dave. What the heck is... tell me about this... what's this left-wing politics crap? that you were telling me about?
I thought you would just absolutely Kentucky Appalachian Wrestling now has a heel wrestler that calls himself, I'm trying to remember the exact name right now. I got it now. He calls himself the Progressive Liberal. The Progressive Liberal. His name is Daniel Richards. And he comes and he gets a lot of heat from this crowd in the Appalachian promotion. And they've gotten a lot of publicity out of it. And he comes out and says things like to the crowd, you know, he's being the total heel. He says, you people need to be reprogrammed. You continually vote against your own interest. And you got to remember, this is a very conservative area in that portion of the country, probably even more so than here in the state of Utah, as far as politics go. Then Daniel says, we're going to help you get jobs with clean energy.
So he's playing so pretty good.
I love it. I just love it. Oh, there's some YouTube videos on that if you want to get a chance to check that out. So that's just awesome. I love it. You know, it used to be that people would find foreigners, when the Von Erichs, you know, the dad came up and they made him to be a German. And when he was wrestling back in the day, and that's where the Von Erich name came from. And then people like Tojo Yamamoto, he was a heel because he was Japanese. And then the Iron Sheik, you know. But now they're going into taking a liberal politician and making him a heel. Very, very well done. I love it.
So, uh-huh. Dave, dun, dun, dun. The most tweeted and retweeted tweet. How many tweets could a Tweety Bird tweet if a Tweety Bird could tweet? Never mind.
I don't tweet.
The most retweeted tweet in history of our wonderful leader pummeling Vince McMahon with a CNN logo plastered over his face. It reached a milestone.
It did. Mm-hmm. Boy, and CNN and some of the news media are going ballistic over this, saying it promotes violence. Give me a break. You know, sometimes you just, and you're more of a Trump supporter than I am, okay? And we realize that. I did vote for the man, but some of the things he does, I still kind of go, and I just, you know, I don't want to get too much into politics, but anyway, the way that the liberal press is reacting to this just absolutely floors me, because you look at the way even comedians like the people from Saturday Night Live had treated conservative presidents for years. I mean, they made Ronald Reagan look like he was a fool, and also Gerald Ford. And I know they were doing it for comedy, but President Trump probably thought it was kind of clever and funny, so that's why he tweeted it out. So I get a life, lighten up.
I thought it was great, dude.
Yeah, it was funny,
dude. I shared that same video. I shared that on, but without the CNN, you know, I shared that on my Facebook page a long time ago and said, this is exactly why I'll vote for him.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a good little program. With the Donald. They were
Battle
doing
of the Billionaires.
Yeah, they were doing it at Trump Plaza, weren't they? One of the WrestleManias? When that happened?
I don't know. I think so, probably.
Yeah.
So what have you got next for us, dude?
Well, you know,
dude, wait, stop. 1 second. Sorry. I need to tell you. Dude, how awesome is Goldust right now?
Oh,
I just was thinking about that. Speaking of, you know, we were talking about Golden Truth. I was one of the things I've watched this week on Raw was Goldust. Dude, I love him. I love Goldust. He's always been one of my favorites. Have I ever mentioned to you that?
I think one or two or a thousand times. Dude. But no, he's doing great work for his age. It's incredible.
Let me throw this at you. Okay, Goldust versus The Miz for the Intercontinental Championship. think of Goldust and the mind games he could play with The Miz and Maurice. How awesome would that be?
Hollywood bound and, you know, the Shattered Dreams pictures. That would be a good little program.
That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Sorry, I just had to get that out of the way.
Did you see The Miztourage yet?
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah,
dude,
with Bo
good
Dallas
match
and
that
Curtis
was.
Ackley. Yeah, I loved it. I've always been a Bo Dallas fan.
Dude, that was a great match, though. I mean, I was glad to have Heath Slater have a chance at the IC title, dude. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Dude, and what a great chance it was for him to show off some of his moves, like that power slam he did off the second rope. That was good stuff, man.
That was really good stuff. So, interesting to see how they're going to react to all the stuff going on Sunday for the Raw pay-per-view Great Balls of Fire. That's going to be
still wondering a little bit about that name.
Jerry Lee Lewis, thank you. Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer from Faraday, Louisiana.
Dude, that's going to be a good freaking pay-per-view, man. That dude, I swear to you, if Samoa Joe doesn't win the title, I'm rioting in my own little way.
So you're going to take a piece of paper and tear it in front of your 4-year-old son, right?
I'll do something. I don't know what I'll do yet.
I hear him in the background, by the way.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, by the way, Jerry Lee Lewis, I'm going to tell you a little music trivia because I am the doctor of rock also. Jerry Lee Lewis is from a little town called Faraday, Louisiana. He's got two very famous cousins. One, country music superstar, Mickey Gilly. You know, Gilly's old nightclub and all that. That's a cousin of Jerry Lee Lewis. And then the preacher, Jimmy, I have sinned against you, Swaggart. They're cousins, all three of them. Very musical. All three very, very talented musicians, by the way. So. So the Dave Denton Book of Useless Knowledge is open again, so there you go. So.
Well, Dave, you are a plethora of knowledge.
I am a plethora of rock
many
and roll.
Other things.
Yeah. So we talked a little bit about Enzo Amore and Big Cass splitting up.
Dude, that's going to be good stuff, too. That's good stuff, dude.
I'm starting to get into this one after what happened on Monday Night Raw with Enzo getting out there and doing his promo and then attacking Big Cass backstage. It's going to be kind of fun to see how they're going to react to this one.
It could be good. I'm surprised they broke them up. They must have been... You know, it's funny that they'll break a tag team like that up that's got a lot of push behind them, but they won't fetch and break up the New Day.
Well, I think the New Day's selling a lot of merchandise. You got to think about that. Look at all those T-shirts and all the stuff that they're doing. And did you see the Usos and the New Day rap battle that they did on SmackDown? They actually went there and made a reference to Xavier Woods and his video with Paige.
Oh, really?
Right there, live on SmackDown. I thought I was going to actually lose my milk going through my nose. I started laughing so hard. The rap battle went on too long because I'm not into hip-hop and rap music, but it was well done between the two.
Welcome back to Turnbuckle Trash. Zane Pearson, David Denton, Ozzy Salveson here. You're there. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you to Geeks of the Industry, right?
Mm-hmm. Geeksoftheindustry.com.
Podcast Network. We appreciate them and allowing us to be part of their fraternity. I like that word, fraternity.
Oh,
makes
yes.
you sound smart. No, we really do appreciate them and all they do for us. Grateful for their hard work as well. Check them out as well. Go on to geeksoftheindustry.com to check out all the great podcasts going on. They've got everything from sports to wrestling to gaming, the whole entire tidbit. So geeksoftheindustry.com, make sure you check them out. Dave, Slammiversary. I love Slammiversary. Happy Slammiversary. Dave, tell us what's going on in Slammiversary.
Slammiversary is an annual event that started with TNA Wrestling, and then, of course, in the past year, TNA has basically gone the way of everything else They changed the name to Impact Wrestling. And now, the week before Slammiversary, they rebranded the whole thing again. And I think it's a good idea to rebrand and to just say, hey, we're completely different. It's now Global Force Wrestling. And Global Force, of course, was Jeff Jarrett's brainchild, even though it kind of fizzled. But now it's now at the front four, and it'll be now Global Force Wrestling, the show on Pop TV still called Impact. But they had their Slammiversary event. One of the highlights of that included an NFL player. You don't like when they do this, do you?
No, I don't think he's that good. Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams was in the ring on the mat. And by the way, on Twitter, it was a joke. I mean, people were making fun of this guy.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I thought he did pretty
bad.
Good. Yeah.
He did fine. I think people kind of thought it was more comical than anything. He got a lot of grief from it. And take it for as you wish. I mean, I'm sure he takes that as a grain of salt. But, you know, for us, you know, looking from the outside in, I kind of agree with him. I think it's a little bit comical at the time. But he did get his win. Him and Moose defeat Ellie Drake and Chris Adonis. What did you watch the match? What did you think of it?
I saw highlights of it, and D'Angelo, you know, like a typical athlete from another sport coming in, he had his opportunity to get in.
I did see the frog splash, by the way.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was all over the place.
Yeah, he did the frog splash. He took a couple of bumps from Eli Drake, and Chris Adonis got a couple of bumps in on him, too. But Moose did the most of the work. It was one of those things. They were trying to get some publicity. D'Angelo's a big fan of wrestling. He's always liked it. And he got the opportunity. More power to him, man.
Jeremy Borash and Joseph Park with Abyss defeat Josh Matthews and Scott Steiner. This was a match that, if I remember right, took place all over the place.
Yeah. It's the two announcers, Jeremy Borash and Josh Matthews. They've been feuding on, you know, at the announcing table. And then Joseph Park got involved. Of course, he's also Abyss. That, you know, when it says Joseph Park and Abyss, they're the same person. It's a convoluted mess, but Abyss came back into the match. He got the mask back, and then he brought in some thumbtacks and more. They did this the right way, because Josh Matthews, even though he is a trained wrestler, Jeremy Borash isn't. So they did, and they almost made it a comedy match. It was more comedy than anything. So it was the way to do it. They handled it very, very well.
Tell us about the X Division Championship.
Sanjay Dutt, who is from the, I think his parents are from India. He defeated Low Key in a 2 out of 3 falls in the X Division Championship. Now, Sanjay, he won the title. We're talking about the programs they did in India, the country of India. And he won it there, and the country of India went crazy for him.
Describe this to me. But a Full Metal Mayhem match.
Full Metal Mayhem. It's almost like a tables, ladders, and chairs match. They have all of them available. Then they'll have some other weapons. They'll have trash cans, thumbtacks, and everything. Kind of unusual to have a mixed tag match with Alicia and Eddie Edwards taking on Angelina Love and Davey Richards. But, you know, they did it. Eddie Edwards and Alicia won the match, and it was fun to watch. It was fun. Yeah, it was LAX retaining their title. Now, with everything going on with Impact and Global Force Wrestling, Global Force was bringing in their champions, and then Impact had their champions, and now they've used this opportunity with the Slammiversary to kind of combine the belt.
So, Dave, I've been, this is totally off subject, but I've been looking at The Undertaker's Twitter. You can follow him at, it's at WWE Mark Calloway. It is really weird. Like, some of the things he says, in fact, let me pull it up right here. Mark Calloway is a really interesting guy on Twitter. I'm still trying to figure out if it's actually him or if it's somebody else. Give me one second. Let me read a couple of these things that are just so odd. And by the way, on your Twitter account, usually there's like a little blue check mark that says you're verified, and there's not on his, but yet he has 79,000 followers. but he talks about how he's always wanted the comic book series to be made in a movie. So he wants the comic book series to be made about him and also be made into a movie. He says, I should have my own comic book. That would be interesting to see and have a major movie production.
Hmm.
I don't know how you would call that. He actually takes a dig at WWE. Great Balls of Fire, it got to be one of the worst names WWE ever came up with. What were they thinking? Oh, yeah, by the way, this says the topic of you leaving retirement coming back. Is this true? He says, there's nothing left. I have done it all in the business. I'm getting old. No one in the business stays the same.
So, well, I think he just had a hip replacement surgery, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And he says he actually recovered. He's recovering fine. He's doing well. He's feeling better. So, it's kind of a weird guy on Twitter to follow. But, hey, he's my favorite wrestler of all time, so I'll stick with him. Just
good.
Throwing that out there.
Good.
Coming up in part two of Turnbuckle Trash, we'll have our interview with the guys from ADHD. We'll find out what that really stands for. We'll talk to Tom Chad and Andrew Sowell coming up on the next portion of Turnbuckle Trash.